Tell them a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Friday, October 10th, 2025 edition. Got a text message from downstate listener Christine. What about the Catholics and other Christians? It was called the Holy Land. I've been there. I have seen the persecution of these people. And they do not support Hamas. And that's basically what is coming to an end. God willing, hopefully, this peace deal will play out. They can rebuild Gaza. President Trump said yesterday in his cabinet meeting that was open to the media that the hostages will be released either Monday or Tuesday. Israel has already started the clock ticking for the release of the hostages. As part of the deal, they had to agree to pull their troops back to a certain line geographically. When they did that, that started the 72-hour clock ticking. At the end of the 72 hours, if not sooner, the hostages will be released. That's the first step. This peace plan has 20 points to it. First step, Israel, pull back your troops. Second point, Hamas, release the hostages. Not only those that are alive, but the bodies, the remains of the others. Point three, once that happens, then Israel has to release, I believe the number was 1,952 prisoners, Hamas soldiers, prisoners they're currently holding. Now, that's a huge release. 1,952 people compared to a handful of hostages, Israeli, some, I believe, Israeli Americans to be released. In my opinion, it's not an equal trade, but supposedly, that's step three. There's 17 more steps. Now, part of the deal, I believe, is Donald Trump has already negotiated with these Middle East countries. Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Qatar, however you want to pronounce it. They are going to provide the funds to rebuild Gaza and to get that area that's been horrifically bombed, get it built back up, state of the art, turn it into, according to Donald Trump's words in that cabinet meeting yesterday, a golden palace is his vision for Gaza. When asked about, well, Mr. President, does this indicate that you're now supportive of a two-state solution? Donald Trump says, I don't have an opinion. That's up to them. That's their land. That's their territory. If Israel doesn't want a two-state situation, that's up to them. They're going to have to work that out between them. Now, if it ends up being a problem where they're going to go back to war over it, then I'll step in. Because I believe it's very simple. This was very, to me, very transparent. Donald Trump supported Israel, provided them with some military equipment, missiles, whatever it was they gave them, and said, take them out. We have got to get these guys back to the negotiating table. So can just go ahead. He also participated in taking out Iran's nuclear capabilities with Israel's help. Remember that 36, 37-hour flight? Flew in, dropped the bombs, flew out. 30,000-foot mission, no troops on the ground. Slam, bam, thank you, man, in and out, one attack. It wasn't an act of war. Don't need Congress's approval. I'm the commander-in-chief. We're carrying out this mission. Game over. That's it. Well, when he did that to Iran and then supported Israel continuing to hammer Hamas in Gaza, Trump was okay with it. But Bibi Netanyahu crossed the line. He discovered and found Hamas leaders were in Qatar. We have military bases there. The United States military has bases in Qatar. When Netanyahu sent missiles into Qatar to kill those Hamas leaders and ended up having some collateral damage, killing some Qatar people, I believe it was one military guy and his family, Trump was ticked. Basically called up Bibi Netanyahu and said, what the hell are you doing? You've gone too far. Get to Washington now. Netanyahu came. He said, listen, we're putting an end to this. It's over. My team is going to put together a peace plan and you're going to sign it. Here's the 20 points. Well, Netanyahu started reading them over and said, well, we don't agree with this point. Too bad. You sign it, or I'm cutting off funding to Israel. We have a good relationship. I want to keep a good relationship, but I'm not going to tolerate this war anymore. You sign the agreement, or I'm pulling funding to Israel. No more military support, no more financial aid. It's done. Netanyahu signed the deal. Then he talked to Hamas through Qatar. And oh, by the way, when Netanyahu was in the Oval Office, I don't know if you guys saw this or not, Donald Trump brought a red phone over to the table between him and Netanyahu. In front of reporters, he made Netanyahu call the Prince of Qatar and publicly apologize for the strike and killing Qatar citizens. Well, the prince accepted the apology, understood it was war, but you can't be firing missiles into my country. I'm sorry, it'll never happen again. Hung up the phone call. Donald Trump said, thank you for doing that. Then he reached out to Hamas through Qatar. After Netanyahu left, he reached out to Qatar and said, you have a relationship with these terrorist organization, Hamas. I'm going to make this very simple. I have a 20-point deal, a peace plan, that Netanyahu has signed. I'm going to present it to you for you to present to the Hamas leaders. They're going to sign it. They have until Sunday night at 6 o'clock to sign on to this deal. No negotiating. I'm not changing anything. They sign it the way it is. If they don't, I'm going to help Netanyahu blow him off the face of the earth. We will eradicate Hamas completely. We will kill everybody. The leaders, their families, their kids, their wives, their dogs. It's over. Are we clear? Yes, sir, Mr. President, I got it. Qatar got the agreement, gave it to Hamas, they signed it. It was announced yesterday that the ceasefire was going into effect and Israel was pulling the troops back. Everybody, including Blumenthal, U.S. Senator, communist Democrat, praised Donald Trump yesterday. I couldn't believe my eyes. Tim Kaine, U.S. Senator, praised Donald Trump. Even some talking heads on CNN praised Trump. And most of them said today, when the committee votes, Donald Trump should receive the Nobel Peace Prize. Donald Trump has stopped and put an end to 8 wars in 9 months this year. January 20th, he took office. Through yesterday, October 9th, 9 months as commander-in-chief, he's ended 8 wars. If they don't give him the Nobel Peace Prize, they are completely irrelevant as an organization. Stop giving out Nobel Peace Prizes because you're a fraud, you're a phony, it's over. There's only one last war Donald Trump vowed yesterday and said he will get a stop to it, is Russia-Ukraine. I think he's going to use the same tactics with them. Ukraine, you're not getting any more money. You're cut off. Sign this deal. Takes the signed deal to Putin. It's going to make this very simple for you, sir. We are going to talk to Europe and tell China, if anybody buys your fuel, your oil, we are going to impose tariffs on them by 100% increase over what we already have in place with those countries. He's going to call President Xi of China. I'm going to add 100% tariff to every single thing that comes out of China into America. If you buy one more drop of Russian oil, you get rid of the Russian sale of oil, you collapse their economy, they can't continue the war. Where do I sign the peace deal? Donald Trump is using tariffs, sanctions, embargo. He's doing everything he can to bring peace to the world. And you guys aren't going to give him the Nobel Peace Prize? We shall see. But that's how he did it. Behind the scenes, a couple of resources that I looked at, that's exactly how he handled it with Bibi Netanyahu and Hamas working through Qatar. The guy knows how to get a deal done. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. I haven't seen it yet. According to Bob down in Hillsdale this morning, I haven't seen this yet, but evidently the committee gave the Nobel Peace Prize to this Maria Corina Machado. She's a Venezuelan dissident. The article said the nominations were due by January 31st, so this was before talk of the peace deal. Donald Trump should get it next year. Basically, this award of the Nobel Peace Prize today was based on things people had done last year and the first month of January. January 31st was the deadline. Well, Donald Trump didn't take office until January 20th. So theoretically, he should be able to be nominated before January 31st here next year, 2026, and get the award next year. Nick reporting in, yes, she got the Peace Prize. Well, I didn't understand the deadlines. I didn't understand the process. I mean, today is October 10th. You're going to shut down nominations back on January 31st, and then you take 9 months to announce the winner? Whatever. So, yeah. Based on what he's done this year in creating peace. Now, it's kind of interesting because Pastor Chatfield texted me this morning his lesson plan, his discussion for today's second hour. Question: is, quote, everlasting peace, end quote, coming on Monday? Well, if you look at the Bible, if you look at history, I don't believe there will ever be everlasting peace in the Middle East, especially when it comes to Gaza and Israel. That holy land is up for a battle. It's very simple. The Jewish faith, which, by the way, news alert, Jesus Christ of Nazareth was a Jew. Jesus was a Jew. Jesus' disciples, every single disciple he chose was a Jew. The Jewish Sanhedrin, Pharisees, the leadership of the Jewish church, didn't want to give up power. They did not want to surrender their positions of power within the Jewish faith, basically demanding him to be crucified by Pontius Pilate, the Roman. This was the basis for Jesus Christ and his followers to begin the Christian faith. Well, news alert. There's still Jewish faith leaders in the Jewish religion. However, those people, Jewish people, when they saw him rise from the dead with their own eyes and said, "That's it, I'm convinced he is the Messiah, and we are going to spread his word across the world," and the majority of the world became Christian, guess what? Muslims later on, through Muhammad, created a religion, a false prophecy, a false god, in my opinion, has created all this turmoil that will be in the Middle East until the end of time. There won't be everlasting peace. These people want to fight over that Holy Land. It's not going to stop on this peace deal, even though Donald Trump is promoting it that way. We are going to create everlasting peace in Israel, Gaza, the Middle East. We're going to bring all these foreign countries together, and through basically offering them prosperity in the world's market, I am the deal maker. And I'm going to bring peace and prosperity to the region. If you guys want to prosper, if you want to make lots of money and have your citizens live an unbelievable life, no more war. You go back to war, we'll cut you off. We'll impose an embargo against your country, and your prosperity will die. Your ability to fund your wars will dry up. You'll come back eventually to peace. How many times do we have to do it? That's up to you. That's my take. Let's see what Pastor Chatfield thinks in the next hour. History lesson and discussion. Are we getting everlasting peace on Monday in the Middle East? We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open